Hello, peaceful millionaires. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am so excited to interview my amazing client, Karanda. I cannot wait for you to hear her story. It's going to be so good, and I want to dive right in. So, Karanda, please introduce yourself to those who don't know you.
First of all, kudos on your pronunciation.
I told you the
Karanda.
moment I just fun fact. So Karanda corrected me when we first met, and I was like, thank you for doing that, because when people call me Kristen, it destroys me. So I appreciate being corrected because of my name being commonly mispronounced. So yes, thank you.
So I'm Karanda Adair. I'm the CEO of Carvel Digital, and I started as a web developer, and I've moved through a bunch of phases. And what we do now is we have a program called CRM to Sales, and we basically do funnel management. So we make sure that you have your welcome sequence, your sales sequence, and that we're continually adding like high value automations each month so that you can just take some of that manual labor off your plate and of course increase your revenue. So that's our main jam right now.
I love it. And can you tell people why you joined Million Dollar CEO, like where you were at when you joined this program?
I was coming off of, well, let's see. I'm a big fan of mentorship and coaching, and so I've had coaches. Okay, I've had coaches. And I was coming off a bad coaching experience. And so I went for about a year and a half without a coach, and then I did something that was not really like strictly business related. And then I was like, okay, I need to get this operations thing under control. And so I was actually working with someone else. And I saw Ashley, your friend and mine, Ashley Pendergraft from Systems Over Stress. She went live on Instagram and it was like, Ashley's going live. And she does not do that often. And it was basically a 20-minute live about you and how awesome you are. And I was like, well, who's this bitch? Let me go follow.
I'm so glad you did that
Like,
because it brought you to me. I'm so glad. But like that was so, I remember when she went live and I saw it and I like joined and I was like, why is she talking about me? Like I just, that was so unprompted and so unexpected. So thank you, Ashley, for
yeah.
doing that.
We all need those people, right? Those super fans. So, I was like, okay, let me go follow. And I started listening to the podcast, binging the podcast. And then I was like, oh, I'm in the middle of this thing with someone else. And so I just was like, okay, I'm going to finish this out and I'm going to get what I can from it. And it's not that it was a bad program. Let me just be clear. Like the thing I was doing was great and I was learning things, but it was the energy. Right. It was like your whole Noriken, hopefully I'm saying that right. Like, just like take no prisoners. I'm gonna tell you like it is, like you might cry. Yeah. I was like, yes, bring more of that. And so that's really what it was for me. So as soon as I got out of that and you were launching, I was like, let me get in. And let me just say something about that too, because it was not a comfortable investment. Like it's been a real hard like 18 months, the past 18 months for me. I just knew that I needed to do this to finally get where I needed to be in terms of peace and revenue and all of the things. And so I just made it work and it was fucking stressful. So it's not like I feel like there's this thing of like don't tell people to put it on their credit cards, and I'm not saying that. But I've always been a person that's like, oh, if I need that, I'm going to do what I have to do to get it.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. It's so true. Like sometimes you just know that you need something and you know that whatever's going to happen during that process, like is going to happen for sure. So you were in, yes, you, I don't know if you mentioned this, but you were in an operations program specifically. Like it was a systems and operational style program. And I remember you telling me the same thing. Like it's a very different energy, right? Like I'm someone, I am not like, many people have said this, and it's very true. This is actually a reason I was scared to be like in the leadership space because I am complete opposite of many leadership coaches in my energy, in many ways. So I would love to know what you feel like the difference has been, because there have actually been quite a few people this recent launch that have been like, I've already been in programs about operations, about systems, and it either didn't work, which you said it was good, and so that's great, but like what are the differences now that you've been in the program for the amount of time you have? What have been the major differences to you?
Okay, so to be super plain, the people who were leading the other group were two white people. I'm not gonna gender specify because I'm actually not sure. And that's not a problem, but again, it was the niceness. And so, like, you know, white women are specifically socialized to be really, like, really nice. It was like really like, oh, let's do this, you know, and where you're coming in and you're like, look, this is what you got to do. If you want your results, this is what you got to do. Quit bitching about it. And like, there's some things that you're telling us to do that I've been like, are you seriously? Are you sure? Like, do you want me to charge what? Like, you know, and but you're just like, look, this is like, and you have all the receipts, receipts upon receipts upon receipts. And so you were like, yeah, Jasmine said the same thing and look at her now. And I was like, okay, let me just go follow Jasmine and just walk in her footsteps because she has a very similar, and we're actually sharing a client right now, which is pretty fun. And so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna be coachable and I'm gonna do what I'm told eventually. And I just, you know, I can work with either style, but I just prefer that. Like, I don't, you probably don't know this about me, but I'm like famous on the internet for dragging people. Like, that's kind of my brand, is dragging people, and people love it. Like, the people who do well with me love it. And I'm actually trying to be nicer, and they're showing up with their popcorn, like throwing these bombs, like, come on, just tell us. Just like,
Exactly. Yep.
so I just really, really appreciate that. Like, and you know, you just relaunched the curriculum, and so it's just all laid out like this, and don't do this thing before you do this other thing because it's a domino effect and you're gonna have to go back. And I know this from my own work, like, and having clients who have tried to skip steps and been like, I have to be the one that be like, sorry, your website's crap. We gotta like take that down to the studs, you know? So I know in principle that what you're saying is what the best course of action is in the right order.
Yeah.
And so that's really the difference. It's just like the straightforwardness and the, you know, just kind of the, you always say, I'm going to coach you like a millionaire. It doesn't matter if you're making like 2K a month right now. I'm going to coach you like a millionaire because that's what you want to be. And that's what I appreciate.
Yeah. Oh, so good. And I just, the people that have joined recently that have been in other programs have mainly said, like, wow, this is more than SOPs. This is more than systems. This is actually like real leadership coaching. Like you said, like very straightforward. And even, you know, oh, like you're really talking about this from like a holistic business perspective, not just XYZ. So, I love that you shared that. Let's get into the results. Let's get into the results. I reached out to Karonda because I was like, I want to showcase you on the podcast. And of course, being too humble, she was like, oh, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. Because, like, it hasn't, like you mentioned, it hasn't necessarily always been easy. And where do I start? Because there's like, we've done a few things. So we started with elevating your offer. I remember specifically on a call being like, Karonda, we got stuff to do with this. Like, and you were in, you know, a bit of survival mode where you were like, listen, I gotta make money. Like, not only do I have to pay this investment, I have a whole team that I have to pay. You came in with a big team. Actually, let's start there. Tell us how many people were on your team and how your business and your offer was structured, because you definitely came in like, listen, I got overhead and I've got this now to pay for this payment. Like, I gotta do this. Can you tell us about what your business looked like?
Yeah, so I'd had a team of four people. I had an operations manager and I had two automation specialists and a VA and then myself. And I'd had that team for a long time. I loved my team, still love them. And then my offer was like more of a higher ticket. You know, I know you say like online shopping energy in the pricing, right? So I had some higher ticket retainers. I mean, what I think it was 2020. I did a retainer that was like 5K a month and it was no problem, right? But it's a different time,
Yeah.
right? And so, yeah, and I came in and I had all this debt and, you know, just all the things. And so I had to take everything down to the studs, right? I had to rethink about everything about the offer. I had to basically take my team, that let go of my team. So I've got me and one other person right now, and really just figure out like what is the core of this thing and what's the core that we need to give people to support them doing what they're what they need to do to make sure we can do what we need to do. And so we changed the pricing. We filled out some gaps in the offer, like, it was hard. It was hard. I was showing up and I was just like, it's hard to trust that if you make the leap and you do what you're told, that it's going to work out. But I can see two things. One, I had just gotten a client at my old higher pricing that was kind of one of those high maintenance, like, can we have a separate Slack channel for emergencies? Like, very kind of nervous Nelly. And it totally backfired. Like, it just crashed and burned because we made, they were like wanting us to fight fires all the time. And so we made errors. And then they were like, how could you do this? And I'm like, because we're not going through a process. Like, we're just fighting fires. And so it was like, oh, if you get people at a lower investment that's more comfortable, and you're like, this is the process and this is what we're doing, it just helps to streamline everything and set expectations. And so I can see, just with the interest and the like, I did a you're gonna scold me probably, but
That's okay.
I did a one-off consult because I still have those on the secret menu. And we were like deep into it, and I kept finding things and finding these things. And I was like, can you just hire us? Like, I didn't think she could afford to hire us, but she's like, well, I thought you were like $5,000 a month. I'm like, no, it's this. And she's like, oh yeah. And she paid in full. And now, like, she literally cried with relief because she's not a tech person and she's not her ministry. So she gets to hand it off to us. And that pay in full came at the right time. So it was like, oh, it's such an easier sell. It's not even a sell. It's like, look, I go and I meet people, and I go and I get on their list, and literally nothing will happen. I mean, nothing. Like, I'll get the confirmation email and it'll be like, okay, you're on the list, and then no communication. And I'm just like, my mentor like is like, oh, you can do all these advanced things. And I'm like, people just need to do the basics. Can we just get people to do the basics? Like, come on over, we'll set this up for you. Give us 6 months. And I've been thinking a lot about innovation because I think of you as an innovator. Like, you took the things that you learned like the hard way and were like, okay, this is what is going to work. And then you proved it worked with yourself, and then you proved it worked with a bunch of clients, and it's not anything anybody else in the industry is saying. And I think a lot of people think they have to be innovators in order to be successful, but I'm like, no, you could just do what those people tell you to do. Like, you could just do the basics really well, and you could be wildly successful.
So good. I want to zoom out because I really want to give people context here. So I had mentioned, you were in a bit of a survival mode, and then you come to me and I'm like, yeah, this 5K a month retainer, make it $1,500 a month, right? And don't charge an onboarding fee. That's not easy to hear when you're like, what's $1,500 gonna do for me right now? Like, that is not gonna do anything for me. But I have to commend you because you were so coachable. Like, I remember me and the coaches were in the were like in our private Slack channel, and we were like, Karanda is doing it. Like, we were cheering you on the back end because you're so coachable. Because I was hard on you, and I remember saying, "Oh, there's so much I want to unpack here because this is what people need to know." Like, you hear that and you're like, oh, that's not, well, what's that gonna do for me? And you were so good at asking questions and trying to understand why I was saying what I was saying. And you were like, honestly, I don't know what that's gonna do for me because these are my bills. And I was like, yeah, that's another issue. Let's talk about the team. Right.
You're
I'm like,
like,
that's
and
a whole
another
other issue.
thing, you got to get rid of all your favorite people. Oh my God.
But then I was like, we have to simplify your team. Now, this is not easy. We have a joke in the program that like peace coaching sometimes isn't peaceful, like unpeaceful coach. But like, honestly, I was like, okay, yeah, we need to talk about your bills too. So let's talk about that. So all that to say, so we started with the offer, and I had explained, like, you're not going to get out of this survival because your argument was it's selling, and it was converting. And I said, but they're not going to stay. And you're gonna keep getting cash injections, right? You're gonna keep getting cash injections, and you're gonna stay in this cycle instead of having like consistent recurring revenue. They're not gonna stay because either it's not essential to them, because at the time you had a lot of gaps that it was more like a project offer than a retainer offer type thing. But also, it wasn't like essential to them. But also, I was like, 5K a month, like if they're gonna stay, they're gonna put you to work, right? And you need to have the results to back that up. And so I remember telling you that and you being like, okay, that makes sense. And then I said, like, we need to solve the root issue, which is the root issue you have too high of expenses and you don't have any recurring revenue. And we need to stop doing the cash injection cycle.
Thing, yeah.
And you were so coachable. Like you were like, oh, I get what you're saying now. And then yes, you took on that client and you were like, okay, now I really get what you're saying now. Now I really get it. And so I remember at the time just being so thankful at how coachable you were, because now, I mean, even seeing you now, like you're so much more at peace. But then the team, I want to talk about the team real quick. So I basically was like, okay, pretty much all of this team is not for your business right now. It's your business can't afford it. Can you tell us about that experience, about like having to restructure your team and how that went, right? I would love to hear how that went, because oftentimes people think that they're gonna like lose it all if that happens. Can you like tell us how that went?
First of all, I'll say that just from listening to the podcast and like onboarding, I was afraid for my team from the beginning. I was already like in pre-mourning because I'm like, I have a feeling this is not going to fly. And I didn't know if it was going to be a restructure or whatever, but I was just like, oh my God. So, but I did it and I survived. And it was honestly a relief because it was like, oh, that weight of like carrying that, that payroll. And then in terms of the actual conversations, I mean, one of the reasons it was so hard is because I have such a great, had such a great team. And it was so like they totally understood because I've been open with them about like how things were going in the business. So they totally understood. Turned out my operations manager had stopped working with other people because she liked working with us so much. And I was like, well, I don't know how smart that was, but it's really complimentary. And has sent, referrals and so it wasn't, it was hard conversations because, we really like working together. But in terms of the experience, like it went as well as it could possibly go and love them and wish them well and they do the same for me. And it you survive and then and the other thing, I just heard you say this again on a podcast too, is just like your business has to be like systems over people, which is not to say systems are more important to people, but you have to have the systems you can plug any person in. And so many of our businesses are built on the backs of one or two key people that if they left, like you're just in a world of hurt. And as an operations, as a systems automation girly, like I get it. Like I see the fallout of, people hire us and we look at the stuff that was done before and it's like, well, did they document it? No. So
And it's
we're
not
just,
fair to
we're
them
just.
either, because then they're carrying the weight of your business, and then they feel like they can't leave if they wanted to leave. Like it's not fair to
Exactly.
anyone, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just so much more peaceful, not to be cliche, but it's just so much more peaceful. Even if you're, plan to keep your team forever, it's so much more peaceful to have the systems in place to know, like, what if that person goes on maternity leave? Like two of my team members had babies while while
Wow.
they worked for me. So, things happen. And I, as an automation person, I actually like systems and I like SOPs and I like all that stuff
Yeah.
and I like documenting the stuff that we do for our clients because I just feel like it's so underdone. Like, why aren't people writing down the things that they do for you because they know they're not going to be there forever?
Yeah.
So,
And
yeah.
oftentimes that in itself is a systems issue, because they're so in the weeds that they can't even get out of it to write the stuff that they need to. Like, it's
Exactly.
always a systems thing. This is so good. I remember, like, I had given you that coaching, you took action on it, and it was like the next day you were like, I already feel so much relief. And then I don't know if it was a few weeks, it wasn't a long time away later, you said, I just had my highest month that I've ever had in my business, and I was able to actually keep most of it. Can you?
Yeah, it was the highest recurring revenue. I
Yeah.
think I was at 15K a month.
Wow.
And then I think I'm at about a 12 right now, but like I just went to a conference, so I have a ton of leads to go follow up with. And
Yeah.
it's just gonna be a no-brainer for, the
Oh yeah.
people who need it. And so,
And
yeah, it's like,
you're always enrolling, like you're always like switching
yeah.
up clients. Like that's
But
normal.
that was, yeah, like I had like 40, almost 50K months,
Yeah.
but this was like, oh, these are people on retainer. Like, that money came from, and that was really like the holy grail for me. So, and it's just like, okay, it's not where I want it to be yet, but I see it. Like, I see it where the train is on the tracks, the light is at the end of the tunnel, and yeah, it's
Yeah.
really good.
And that next up is like 30K recurring revenue month. That's exactly what it is. I'm glad you said that because a lot of people can have big months, right? You can have 40, 50K cash months, right? But it doesn't mean that doesn't necessarily, and I remember because that was me. I wasn't necessarily out of the survival cycle because I was like, okay, well, starting over again next month. You know what I mean? Or like,
Exactly.
okay, all of that just went away and I only had, a little extra for next month and it's already gone, whatever it is. So the recurring revenue months is what makes it really, really powerful. And the fact that you were actually to keep most of that. Because if you had that, first of all, I don't think you would have had that 15K recurring revenue month if you didn't release your team because you were so stressed out. Like you were very stressed out, and that impacts your sales. Like that absolutely impacts your sales and your enrollments. And then, but also just the fact that you're able to actually have it and then actually be like, oh, and I only have two people to pay, and then the rest is me, right? Or like two people to pay in my bills, and like the rest is me. So, like, that's huge. That's huge. What other wins do you feel like you've had inside the program?
I feel like I'm actually in this weird transitional period with like my audience and my clients. Like part of the trauma of the last 18 months has been the kinds of clients that we've had. Like we've had three really kind of clients from hell in their different ways, whether it was like chargebacks or whether it was like, they were con. I remember we were on that customer service call and I read you one of the things and you were just like, okay, first of all, don't write paragraphs because you'll get paragraphs back.
Yeah, y'all were
And I was
fighting. Y'all
like,
were going back and forth. Yeah,
yep.
we have a whole customer service course. That's what Karanda
Yeah.
does.
But really what it all boils down to is like the white supremacy of it all. And so I'm actually like, sort of moving to a different corner of the internet. I'm like, you know what? I'm just like, my whole website is about to change. My whole messaging is about to just be focused on like Black women, women of color, non-binary, but like all the global
I love
majority,
that for
like
you.
underestimated. I
Yeah.
just went to Arlen Hamilton's conference. She's a Black lesbian venture capitalist, and she always talks about, she funds underestimated founders. And I'm just like, I can't deal anymore with people who don't get that.
Yeah.
Like who don't get it. And it literally, like I have PTSD. Like I'll get emails from clients now and I'll just have that moment of anxiety just from seeing the email come in and realize, and then, the email will be like, here's the stuff you asked for. And I'll be like, oh, this is what it's like to have like cool clients who just, do what I need them to do. So I don't even remember what your question was.
Yeah, just what other wins you've got in the program.
The win is just like being able to have the space to kind of think about, okay, what has been going wrong, and then put the offer elevation, the pricing, all of those things help me to move in the direction of having clients who are not just need our stuff, but are right fit. Again, we talked about why I chose you, right? Energy. So give having the space to figure out like, okay, what do I need to be putting out energetically and in my messaging to get the clients who, yeah, we can help you, we can set up your emails, blah, blah, blah. But like, let's have some fun. And let's like, if we're not having fun, if there's conflict, let's talk about it, you know, like, 'cause I had another client who wasn't happy with us, but we were able to get on the phone and have a conversation and still like still be on the same side of like, I understand where you're coming from, you understand where I'm coming from, and let's figure this out. And so it's not that everything is like kumbaya, you know,
Totally.
rainbows and unicorns, but like, so that is just like the most important thing to me now. And then yes, we can do your stuff and we can get you results. So that's really where I'm going, and having the space to figure that out and having all the systems and the mindset and the peace,
Yeah.
right, to figure that out. And also just being in the community, like you have an amazing community of clients. And so being that in that Slack and getting to hang with those folks, you know, Gina, I'm in Gina's program. She's a star of your program. And, you know, getting to follow Jasmine's journey and then finding out that, like, oh, we're sharing a client. So we get to kind of work together. And yeah, it's just been really, really cool. And I think the other thing I want to say too is that there's so much, I don't know how much this still happens, but when it comes to talking about results, like everybody wants to put all these testimonials that say, I joined and then 2 weeks later, everything was amazing. I've been doing this, it's been about 8 months, I think, that I've been in the program. And a lot of that was survival mode. You know, a lot of that was like, it took me a while to dig in and get to the root of things and start to fix things. So like, don't wait, like go do the trainings, right? Dive into the coaching and don't
That's a good way
wait.
to put it,
Also,
actually. Don't wait. Yeah, because it might
right.
take a little bit depending on where you're at. Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, we talk about like, oh, we want to be in it for the long haul. Like for us, it takes time to set these systems up for email marketing and, you know, to see those results and run traffic through it. And so we talk this good game about the long game, but then, you know, we want to see testimonials where it's like everything was great after a month. Well, guess what? That's not how it works. Either you're in it for the long game or you're not. And so if you're in it for the long game and you join something like this, or you join anything that's worth doing, then, you know, dig in and start to enjoy the process, because it might be a while, right? Before you, but then it's worth it. But then it's like, it's done, right? It's done. You're never going back to the old way. And so, like, I used to run a content boot camp, and it's like people would come through and they would figure out how to be people online. And like, that's it. You're always going to have that ability to do that kind of messaging. So it's really worth it. And it's just, you have to dig in and be willing to follow the process and stick with it when it gets hard, and do shit that you're like, I can't believe this bitch is telling me to do this, but okay, I made the money, so I'm gonna do it. And oh, holy shit, it worked, you know?
Oh wow, she was right. I'm so glad you said that about in two ways. The fact that you were transparent about like I've been in this 8 months, like I've been working hard on these things, right? And also at the same time, like don't wait because if it does take time, you don't want to extend that process. Because I don't think we talk about that a lot. Like I have been in multiple, people would not think this about me, but like I've been in multiple programs. I'm still in programs where I don't have my result yet. And it's me. It's me. Like it's not even them. It's me. And they're always there and they're always ready to help, but like it's me. And it's so easy, but I'm just like so committed to making it happen. And I will like keep failing if I have to. And I say that to say, not that that's you, but for you also, what I really appreciate about Million Dollar CEO in a program like this is that you went through some stuff. Like when you joined, you ended up having some personal stuff that happened, got sick a few times, had personal things going on. Like it wasn't, you know, all rosy in your life. And I'm just so happy that you had a place to come back to and pick back up where you left off to then keep moving. You know what I mean? And I think we don't build that in to your point about like, you know, sometimes it might take a little longer. We don't build in the little things that we don't know are going to happen. And having the fact that we're a 12-month program and we're able to like, it's okay if you even if you just have to go travel, but if you have something come up in your life, like we're gonna be here ready to help you again. And when you actually were able to take action on everything, it was very fast. Like the moment you got coaching, you took action and it was fast. It just is getting through the life things that come up, the even your own mindset stuff that might come up, right? Whatever it is. But once you actually do it, the results come quickly.
Yeah.
And I think about that with myself and my own investments. Like, Kirsten, when you actually do it, like it can be faster than you think. It can be faster
Yes, when you
than you think.
actually do the thing. Yeah.
Right?
And
But
I love
everything
your
else gets in the
point.
way sometimes.
Yeah, I love your point about like, okay, you fall off the wagon or you go and you deal with your life, but you come back. Like I have a client who has disappeared for anywhere from 2 months to a year.
Me too.
And comes back, and I'm like, we're still here. Let's go,
I remember you doing a
so,
whole update and I was like, I knew you'd be back. I knew you'd be back.
I know
Right?
you're
And I
like,
was
yep.
so happy. And we were like, great, we're here, we're ready. Like, let's go. And I'm just so glad that you felt comfortable doing that. And that's really, really important, especially in a program like this where we are like oftentimes making a lot of changes.
And I think it's a testament to how transparent you are. Like, you can go in and you can get like, I haven't done this yet, but you can listen to your coaching calls with your team and you're like, look, I'll show up as the messiest client ever. I'll be like, look, and I have a podcast episode and it's called Stop Cleaning Before the Cleaner, because I think we do this. We're just like, oh, I'm gonna get this help, but let me just tidy up first. And you're like, no, I came to you because I'm a fucking mess. So help me clean it up.
I have my own clients and Million Dollar CEO that are in other programs that I'm in, and they're always like, you're a mess. And I'm like, oh no, when I'm in my own coaching containers, I show up exactly as I am not trying to clean it up, not trying to clean before the cleaners, like you said. And that's so important for you to do, for anyone, like anyone listening to this. It is so people, I'm gonna go on a rant now. People say that too about coming into a program like this. They're like, oh, I'll get my SOPs first, or I'm going to make a hire first and then I'll come in. And I'm like, no, first of all, you're going to do it wrong, number one. Second of all, you have to show up fully messy or you're not going to get the real coaching you need.
Yeah.
And
And I
for me,
think
I'm
you
passionate
also
about
create
that.
the safety to do that.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing. It's like there has to be, you have to trust that the container will hold your mess. And you do that very well.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Last question. Well, I'll ask two questions. What is your favorite like concept or teaching or philosophy that you've learned inside the program, especially as a
Oh,
systems
man.
person? Could easily be like, oh, I know this. I know systems.
Oh, let me think, because I'm sure I have quoted you all the time. Because here's what happens too, is like now that I've gone through a lot of the curriculum and I show up to coaching calls and even just listening to the podcast, and then I meet other business owners. Like I have a friend that I was hanging out with, and she's like, oh, I'm worried about this team member and that and blah blah blah. And I'm like, I know what Kirsten would say. Man, I think it's really just, it's like the whole package. It's the T. Oh, okay. Nope, that's the other program. It really is the whole package, because every call we show up and we're like, this, and it's like the team systems mindset trifecta really covers everything. You talk about filling the gaps in the offer. There's no gaps. It's like either your mind is fucked up, or you have the wrong team, or they're not doing what they're supposed to do, right? Or you're missing a system. Or somebody be like, well, how can I get my, OBM's hours down to blah, blah, blah? Like, that's just not possible. And you're like, yeah, it is. We just need a system to make it easier and faster to do it. And it's just like everything comes down to one of those three things. And it doesn't matter. I've listened to coaching calls and like every sort of issue under the sun. And it's like it always, and it's mostly your co-coaches who are like holding it down in there and doing an amazing job. And so, I'm sure as soon as we hang up, I'll think of like what the last time I've quoted you.
No, I love that. I love that because it's so true. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I was just on a sales call today where someone was like, what questions aren't allowed, or like, can I, is this like holistic? Can I bring this question about things and this question? And I'm like, you come up with a question and I will show you how it's a team systems or mindset problem. I promise.
Yep.
Like, and she originally came in and she just joined, funny enough, because by the end of the call, she was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I said that. She was like, I really don't have team and systems stuff or mindset stuff, really. Like, I really don't. Like, I need to work on my messaging. I need to work on this. And I was like, oh, this is how that's a team systems and mindset issue. And she was like, oh my goodness, I didn't even realize. Right. And so it's so true. I'm glad you said that because yeah, we bring any question and we will, I mean, we even coach, we have life coaching in there even sometimes where people will bring their relationship stuff, their parent stuff, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh yeah, like where can we, you know, look at this through a team systems or mindset lens to help you?
And I also love that when you talk about hiring, you talk about things like the lifestyle assistant, you know, because we don't really talk about how entrepreneurship and life are the same thing. Like you're one person trying to run a business and live your life, and if you are exhausted from doing laundry, then you're not gonna show up on that coaching call the way you want to, and like all these things. So I love that you're like, this is when you should hire a lifestyle assistant, and this is what, you know, it's just like, this is what this role is, and this is what they should be doing. It's just all broken down like so specifically, and you just don't have to wonder about anything.
Yeah, and your business should improve your life. I mean, I've had clients who have been like, I literally have a better relationship with my partner because of the team and systems work I've done in my business because I'm not working all day. They're not mad at me for never spending time with them and always talking about work. This like we're not splitting chores anymore and getting and resenting each other for it. Like it all should work together. So good. Thank you so much. The last question I have is if someone is thinking about joining, that resonates with what you've been saying, what would you offer to them? What would you want them to think about? Anything.
What I find is that when you're thinking about something, that means you're probably supposed to do it. Like if you're, you know, if you're thinking that hard about it, it means you're probably supposed to do it. So just go figure out how you're gonna make it happen and then just come in.
I love it. I love that. Go figure out how you're going to make it happen. So good. So good. Please tell people where they can find you.
You can find me at Carvel Digital in all the places, and I hang out most on probably Instagram and Facebook. But yeah, I show up lots of places, and email, of course. You know, having the I've started referring to it as my email community because I'm just like a subscriber. Who wants subscribers? Like,
Yeah,
I
I
have
love it.
this whole yeah. So yeah, come find me on one of the channels, and let's chat.
Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for asking me. It was so fun.
Come say hi to Karonda in the channel. All right, thank you.